The radio frequency probe is used along the plane of dissection for a few seconds, and thereby induces coagulative necrosis in a sphere of tissue around the probe. The radio frequency energy is typically applied in sequentially overlapping segments to adequately achieve hemostasis. Downstream activation of phospholipase, followed by cyclooxygenases and lipoxygenases, produce arachidonic acid metabolites, including prostaglandins, leukotrienes, and platelet-activating factor. When you need treatment for cancer, you have a lot to learn and think about. It's normal to feel overwhelmed and confused. But talking with your doctor and learning all you can about treatment options, including clinical trials, can help you make a decision you feel good about. Specialty beds provide the foundation for meeting patient needs and mitigating safety risks. And when specialty beds arrive without critical complementary equipment, nurses delay care as they leave the bedside to track down equipment, putting both patient and nurse at greater risk for injury.